Welcome back to the Press Box and our weekly racing preview show with my great friend Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, we start anew. We start with 2021, and we couldn't get rid of 2020 fast enough.
Oh, boy, Gene, we have turned the page, and let's hope we turn the page on a lot of things. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Grayson, and by Clark Distributing. All right, so let's go a little coast-to-coast today, and let's go ahead and start off at the Big A Aqueduct, where we've got Open Company that will take to the track for the 151st running of the $150,000 Jerome 1 mile at the Big A.
Yeah, you know, you look at one of the historic races in our country and our game, Buzzy, you know, started in 1866 and has been won by horses like Tom Fool and Bold Ruler and Kelso and Carryback. So, you know, I mean, it's a race with great tradition and great history. Does offer some Derby qualifier points, 10 points to the winner, 4 to second, 2 to third, and 1 for fourth. So you get some Derby, points if you can get in there and you can add them up. Start building toward that first Saturday in May this year, Buzzy. We're going to be back in May. We're going to be back, I think, in, you know, maybe not in full, numbers
right,
as we have in the past, but I think we'll be back first Saturday in May. We'll be back in the stands, and we'll be back to running the Kentucky Derby in its traditional fashion.
Okay. Now, I do not know what your pick is as of yet, but I do know that there's a lot of attention in this race being focused on a two-time stakes winner, Hold the Salsa.
You know, Hold the Salsa could be a little spicy in here.
Oh, there you go. Very well played. Very well played.
Well, I'm not going there, Buzzy. A New York brand is going to be going against Open Company in here. And, you know, there's some that can do that. I mean, Tis the Long just got announced that he is being retired, going to stand over at Coolmore Ashford Stud. But is done with his racing career, now moving on. But Hope the Salsa, you know, has done everything asked of him so far. But, you know, all of that has been in restricted company. You'll be ridden by Romero Ramsey Marat, who, rode the horse to his maybe triumph. He'll be breaking with him. But, Buzzy, I just think that there's some other horses in here that are a little bit stronger from the pedigree perspective. And also probably, having faced Open Company in their previous races, I just think have the edge on him a little bit.
Well, as you know, that now brings us to the point in time where we ask you then, Mr. McLean, how are you going to play?
Well, you know, there's trainer John Terranova will attempt a second victory in the Jerome. He'll be saddling a maiden winner by the name of Original. This is a son of Quality Road. He was gate-to-wire winner in his second start when breaking his maiden over a yielding outer turf course. But he won still by 2 lengths. Whenever you win at a grass race by 2 lengths, it's really pretty demonstrative because most grass races are pretty close at the wire. This horse was purchased for $425,000 at the 2020 OBS April sale. Obviously, he looked the part. I just think he's a horse that really, I think, coming into this race has to be a high consideration. There's also a horse in here owned by 10 Strike Racing and Cooper Racing, and that is Swill. And he'll be cutting back to one turn following a fourth-place finish in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill Downs. Brad Cox is shipping Swill up, and I think both of these horses will rate a strong edge for me. Buzzy, I'm going to play Swill on top. Brad Cox is going to get Kindred Carmouche in the saddle, and then I'm going to use Original with him. Those are going to be my two picks in the Jerome, one of the most historic races in our history.
Absolutely. Gene, let's take a look at one more here on this New Year's weekend, and let's take a look at the two-year-olds as we look ahead toward the Derby, and it seems like we say this each and every year. But Bob Baffert has got another one that everybody's talking about, and that will be Life is Good, who will be headlining a short field in the Grade 3 Sham out at Santa Anita.
You know, two things, Buzzy. I think Santa Anita has really done a great job in restoring the credibility of its racetrack. its reputation. You know, it's one of the greatest racing institutions in the history of the game. Went through a very, very dark period when we had so many fatalities there.
Yeah.
But I give a lot of credit. They spent a lot of money in restoring the racetrack. They spent a lot of money in rebuilding the turf course thing. I just give a lot of credit to that team and management. And it's a good thing to see because they've had a couple of meets there where they had zero fatalities. And, you know, they've done such a good job. You know, this course, the Sham Stakes is a kickstart towards their Triple Crown or building up to the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown. Great three race. You know, Life Is Good is coming off of a 9.5 length maiden win in his first start for Bob Baffert. And you know, we talked about it a little bit offline, but Buzzy, if you've got a good 3-year-old, you've got a good 2-year-old, if you've got a good horse, I don't care who you are, you're going to send him to Bob Baffert because man is as good as any that's ever walked in those shoes in a barn in the morning, the afternoon, or two from the paddock to the winner's circle. You know, he went this horse, Life Is Good, went off at 1-5 with Mike Smith up, was, you know, won at 6.5 furlongs. He's going to be stretching out. But I just think this horse has got all the credentials, owned by same connections with the China Horse Club, the Windstar Racing, some of those connections that have, you know, obviously shown up with Authentic and others in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
This horse sold for $525,000 as a Keeneland September yearling graduate. You know, and look at his fractions, Buzzy, in that debut race. He went the first quarter in 21 and change, the half and 44 and change, 109 flat. You know, just the horse obviously has talent. He has speed. He's got the best rider in the game right now in Mike Smith, and he's got the best trainer. There's some other horses in here, you know, take a look at that Pardinelli, trained by John Sheriff. He's sold for $500,000, but I don't think they even warm up like It's good, Buzzy, and you and I both know that is true.
Yes, sir. So I don't think you're going to try to beat him, but how do you make the money in this race then, my friend?
Well, I think you've got to try to team up and throw out the second, you know, favorite, which was likely to be Pernelli, and you've got to try to go after something a little different in the exact scores. And then you got to look at the horizontals, the 53s, 54s, some of those kind of races and stretch it out a little bit. But, you know, there's a horse in here by another Baffert horse by the name of Medina Spirit, Abel Cedillo getting up. You know, I think you take Life Is Good, you single him right on top, yeah, and then you single him in the horizontal plays, which are the pick threes, pick fours, pick fives. Maybe hope for a big long shot in one of those horizontal plays.
All right, so there it is, and that's our weekly racing preview. It's been brought to you, as always, by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, here is hoping that 2021 is a great year for you and yours. And I'm going to be a little selfish here. May the horse be not only with you, but with us.
With us, Buzzy. And, you know, we're going to kick it off in a good fashion, and we're going to keep this momentum rolling. Let's get this thing going again in 2021. A little positive spirit, a little positivity with this vaccine being circulated.
Yep.
Maybe we kick this thing in the butt and we have a great 2021. You know, life is always interesting, Buzzy. It takes a little downtime. It takes a little strife. It takes a little frustration from time to time to teach us how good life is when it's good. Life is
all right.
Good.
Oh, very nicely played. Love you, my friend. Take care.
You too, brother. See you soon.
See you. Bye.